I'm Lisa.
I'm Ben.
I'm Simon.
And we're from a band called Terra Novocaine. We're from Paris, France, and you're listening to us on IRC FM. Je suis Lisa.
Je m'appelle Benoît.
Je suis Simon.
Et nous sommes du groupe Terra Novocaine. On est à Paris, en France. Et vous nous écoutez sur IRC FM Australia.
IRC FM International starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is life is life is.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 337 of IRC FM International, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Wednesday on IRC FM, and also available via Stitcher Radio. Still catching up with some tracks that were submitted to me while I was in America for 70,000 tons of metal. So still catching up on that, and have a couple of submissions which are a little bit of a novelty song, I guess you could say. There's one track that I heard on another podcast which was absolutely funny, so I had to put it in the playlist this week. If I sound a little bit different, well, that is because things are a little bit different. Today, as I am recording this particular episode, I had a wisdom tooth removed. It was causing me some dramas. There was basically a little bit of tooth floating around in my mouth, causing a trouble for me to speak, you know, not the normal sort of trouble that I normally have speaking. But you may have heard it on the Monday episode of IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 81, in my introduction to the Dave Evans interview. But I had my wisdom tooth removed today, so I thought I would record the episode before the drugs wore off, before the numbing cream wore off. But really, apart from the fact that, you know, I had lots of things down my throat because, you know, that's what happens when you go to the dentist, it was still a lot of fun because I had a couple of really awesome people working on me, which was rather cool. Anywho, enough about bringing my life from outside the podcast onto it. You're here for the music. I'm here for the music and the little guy because, of course, music is life here on IRC FM. We are going to play a track now which is very, very topical. More about that after the track. Here are Scandinavia. This is IRC on IRC FM, IRCFMInternational.com.
Yeah.
to apply. We will offer fame and money. Have a go now, don't be shy. Don't you worry if you can't really sing. That is not such a big deal. And this business looks around.
In case you couldn't figure out, that song was called I Need Girls by Nabil Khaza, I think. And prior to that, we heard from Scandinavia with their song HMV Is Dead. I definitely needed a laugh today. I woke up, I have been having some teeth problems for the last couple of days, and then I thought, today I'm not at the place of my employment, I have to get something done about it. I rung up a dentist, they said, can you come in at 2:30? And I thought they were taking the piss, but they weren't. I'm now missing a tooth. The photo on the show notes is a very accurate depiction of how I was today. But overall, did have some fun though. It was fun. It was a lot more fun than the last time I went to the dentist, that was for sure. Anywho, that song, I Need Girls, a very last-minute addition to the playlist here on IRC FM International. I heard that song on the Halfway Around the World podcast, and I thought, yes, I needed to include it, because as much as that song is sort of extracting the piss a little bit, it can be very relevant. Some people seem to think that all you have to be is a girl on stage and the band is awesome, but that's not necessarily the case, because, you know, there are plenty of women out there who do an absolutely awesome job and they stick around. But if you're just a pretty face and can't sing, well, you might not be around for a long time, because there's always some people ready to overtake you. Anywho, let me tell you a little bit about Nabil when it decides to load. Nabil Khaza, I think his name is. Very swisher-looking website, by the way. You can get his songs from the usual downloady places. And I'm just trying... Oh, about page. That'd be handy. Now, I'm not sure if he's a musician or if he works at IKEA. A male model working at IKEA based on his website. I'm not particularly sure. Heard this on Halfway Around the World on a themed podcast about Belgium. So I know he's from Belgium. Prior to that, we heard from Scandinavia. Now, the band name Scandinavia might lead you to think that the band are from, well, the Scandinavian area of Europe, but that is not indeed true. Scandinavia have made two albums called The Gods and Good Living, and they are from the UK, and they wrote and performed that song and sent that song to me. Thank you to Tom for sending that song to me. In celebration of World Record Store Day, which is coming up. So let me tell you a little bit about who Scandinavia are. They are from London in the UK, which is rather interesting compared to the name of their band. So I did enjoy that particular song. I have passed that song actually onto some other fellow members of the Association of Music Podcasting, especially the English members who might get a bit of appreciation for that. If you are outside the UK or outside Australia, you might not actually be aware of HMV. HMV is a was originally a record label, but is now primarily a chain of record stores. Now, a lot of people used to go to HMV and buy their music and that sort of thing, but there's not many stores left. There's a remaining megastore on Oxford Street in central London, but apart from that, there's not a lot there. And so, of course, a lot of people go to the usual digital downloady places to get their music, so they don't need to go into stores like HMV. Scandinavia were formed in 2008 over a shared love of Hall & Oates, Britpop, and Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine. They've released two full-length albums, Good Living and The Gods. They are working on a third album expected later in 2013. Anywho, let's continue on with the music here on IRC FM International. If you want any further information, you can go to IRCFMInternational.com. Episode 337, courtesy of Woosh. Here are the Deadly Winters. And we are going to start up with a song called The Mines of Spennymoor, which sort of reminds me a little bit of Scotland.
Against the stone, so rich a man can build a home. In the mines of Spennymoor, you can't see a soul. In the mines of Spennymoor,
days of violence. Many a man would gallows hang with pleas of innocence. The hangman, he ignored them as they cried and cursed his name. The hangman, he would stand there as the felons would proclaim.
They've got their own version of Broadway with lots of sound. some roots on the sand and some southern comfort and a down home smile. Pass me some southern comfort and a down home
Make room for mama.
shed a tear. He can let the TV mesmerize him with his light, and I can let this handsome man take me home tonight. 'Cause I need some attention, oh, what's a girl to do? I'd rather be alone than be lonely with you. Lonely with you, lonely with you. I'd rather be alone than be lonely with you. Lonely with you, lonely with you. I'd rather be alone than be lonely with you.
Oh yeah, I know how it feels. Lonely with you, I'd rather be lonely. And prior to that, we heard Make Room for Mama. And to open up that free set, song set, The Medication's Wearing Off, is it? That three in a row is what I meant to say. Southern Comfort. And those songs were by Cameron Linden, making a return to IRC FM International, which is always great when artists remember me and say, hey, IRC, I've been doing some new music. Would you like some? And I'll say, yes, please. And prior to that, we heard from The Deadly Winters with their songs, The Minds of Spenny Moore, and also The Hangman's Chorus, courtesy of Woosh, a new music supplier to me who contacted me while I was away. The Deadly Winters sounds rather Scottish when you think about it. And yes, they are indeed from Scotland. They are a creative music group from Edinburgh, Scotland, and it was a while ago now since I've been in Edinburgh, Scotland, but it was a rather nice place to be. The Deadly Winters from Scotland, they're acoustic. They love to play live. Their latest release was released on the 5th of November 2012. All the tracks from that EP, including The Minds of Spenny Moore and The Hangman's Chorus, are available from the usual downloady places. They released their debut album in 2011. They have also received airplay on BBC Radio 1, Introducing in Scotland, and a series of podcasts from the UK to Australia and in other places around the world. The Deadly Winters from Scotland, historical based folk rock with a twist of sadness. I thought that was rather cool. Then we move on to Cameron Linden, who has been heard on IRC FM before. It has been a while, but she's back. You can also get her tracks from the usual downloady places, and one of the songs that we heard was Southern Comfort. And she's had some good airplay, and also she's been organising some events in New York City. The songs on the Southern Comfort album are inspired by all of her travels, particularly to Nashville and the Jersey Shore. The songs were written on or about the road. The wonderful people that she meets while travelling near and far makes her feel at home while she was far away from home, which is rather cool. You can go to the show notes, of course, IRCFMInternational.com, episode 337, and you can listen to some more tracks if you go to the artist websites. Many of them have lots of tracks, videos that you can watch. Her albums are fully orchestrated. She usually tours as an acoustic soloist or plays with a partner or an acoustic trio. She has been playing the eastern seaboard of the US recently, but has also performed in London, Southeast, Devon, Wales, Amsterdam, Australia, and Prague. She's also performed in a festival such as the Sunbury River Music Festival for four consecutive years, the Nashville Songwriters Festival, Art by the Ferry, Halstead Market Days, Figment, and the Birdman Festival in the UK. Her songs have also been licensed to small films. Another Me was used for a Blue Cross radio spot in California. Bitter Lemon was featured on a radio show in Nashville called Sourced in July 2008. And her song Crossed Over from Uninhibited 2006 is being featured in a book that was released as a 9/11 remembrance. She also plays at many charity gigs and benefits. Her songs are dominating sexy, and she's gone a little bit country to boot. So there's some country and or western, Studio B. Anywho, let us continue. We are going to hear from Conscious Object with a song called Rerouting, which, depending on how you say it and what context you're in, it could, lead you in certain directions.
Of a We need to be repaid. And I can illuminate the way. This time things will change. Be patient. Be patient. It takes incredible amounts of dedication. Transform you quite nicely. I'd like to cite the sacred writing. It implies that you and I need to be fighting these beasts. I've been watching this show of politics. It may seem innocuous, but it's not. It is positively preposterous. And I posit that we need a relief from it. Who can deliver the populace? The drama is obvious. Rest assured, there's a cure. We've endured more than anybody should have to. And I wanna get back to the glory days as badly as you. Before we pay, sorely I may put forward the surest way for us to reclaim our place at the top of the chain. I'm not gonna be swayed by anybody making an offer to me saying, come play for us. Keep that rapport you've won, but take extortion sums and endorse the course that we run. Gather behind me and recite the anthem. The chant can't transform you quite nicely. I'd like to cite the sacred writing. It implies that you and I need to be fighting these beasts. And we don't really have a lot of time. We're in a crisis, and my advice is that we act fast and get aligned with the only known way to cope with all these supposed holy devoted souls who control and hold us in broken homes with an overtone of foreboding phobias. So let's open hope up again, friend, when our collective intent gets stronger than the establishment. And we go for gold and dethrone the whole system. It bends to accommodate us, or it misrepresents us and our cherished sense of what's right. It's frightful that we need to be so wide-eyed and attentive in this climate. Why is it so difficult to find someone who can guide this society? I'd give my life if I could know it's not a lie. Gather behind me and recite the anthem. The chant can't transform you quite nicely. I'd like to cite the sacred writing. It implies that you and I need to be fighting these beasts. Gather behind me and recite the anthem. The chant can't transform you quite nicely. I'd like to cite the sacred writing. It implies that you and I need to be fighting these beasts.
From Wisconsin in the US, that was Conscious Object. Their debut album is Sorcery. It is available from the usual downloady places, and the album explores themes related to self-determination and accepting personal responsibility for the challenges that you face in life. The music was made with a mixture of synthesizer samples and live instrumentation. It showcases Conscious Object's unique style in 9 full-length tracks plus several interludes. Now, as I've said before, I love it when bands send me tracks and then they think of me and they send me future tracks. And I also love it when they include me on their side projects and reincarnations. Reconsiderate, the lyricist out of Conscious Object, he has sent me solo tracks before, but now he is working with a producer and an multi-instrumentalist called Mr. Bomb Camp. Reconsiderate is the lyricist, and he's been running his own brand of freeform software since 1999. Party like it's 1999. Yes, that's right. And he has been played here on Irk FM before as a solo artist, but now he's together with Mr. Bomb Camp as Conscious Object. Mr. Bomb Camp has been beginning his musical pursuits by playing live in rock bands, but also tinkered with making beats on the side. So the band is about making enjoyable and interesting music for its own sake, although you may be able to glean some substance from it if you listen very, very carefully. We have one track to go. Speaking of people who have sent music to me in the past and have sent me music again, I actually sent out a newsletter when I was in the States, I think. It was such a long time ago, it seems. And I put up a message saying, I am in the US. No, that's what happened. When you email me as an artist, you will receive an automatic reply from me to say that I've received your tracks. I receive lots of tracks a week. Some of them I play straight away. Some of them I hold on to. And when I was in the US, I had an auto reply message that says, "Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm in the US, so I can't take your email right now," sort of thing. And I just deal with it at a later stage. And so this next artist, he emailed me back and says, "Hi, I'm insert name of artist here. I'm back. I'm also in the US at the moment." And so we'll hear from this particular artist right now. Thank you, Stormy Strong. I'll tell you more about him after this. Let's jumpstart the heart.
Jumpstart the heart, jumpstart the heart.
Indeed. Could have really played that at the start of the episode, couldn't I? Stormy Strong, Jumpstart the Heart here on IRC FM International, IRCFMInternational.com. If all of this music isn't enough, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. And also check me out on the sister podcast to this one, IRC FM Australia, IRCFMAustralia.com, each and every Friday. Now in association with Insomnia Radio Australia. Absolutely awesome stuff. And you can hear me there. And if you like your music a little bit harder, you can also check out IRC FM Metal Monday, which is about me and about metal. And on Monday, I recently had a friend of a friend ask me if she could listen to IRC FM Metal Monday on a day that wasn't Monday. And I said, yes, indeed, you can. So Stormy Strong from Santa Cruz, California. Alternative saltwater rock. He has an unforgettably addictive sting. Stormy Strong's unique brand of alternative saltwater rock casts razor-sharp hooks to the hungry masses. He's honestly bitter lyrics, raw emotion, and a thymic melodic melodies even, spliced seamlessly with award-winning songwriting that is fast approaching gale force intensity. I see what he did there. He has shared the stage with Blink-182, Bouncing Souls, No Use for a Name, Good Riddance, Dropkick Murphys, and Lagwagon. He also performs with his four-piece band, which is rather cool, usually around the Bay Area, around San Francisco and the like. He has performed at events such as the West Coast Songwriters Convention in 2010, Left Coast Live in 2010, the Monterey Bay Pop Festival Revival in 2012, and here's an interesting one, the California Lawyers for the Arts Music Business Cinema in January 2013. So that is Stormy Strong, a good supporter of the show. Always likes to send me new music, and that song was absolutely awesome. But it's the end of the episode. It's time to say goodbye. So from Stormy Strong, his song is called Goodbye, and I'll be back after this to wrap things up.
Of sense.
It is time to say goodbye to you on IRC FM International today. Our music has come directly from the artist, and I always appreciate it. Also, Airplay Direct and Whoosh. We heard from Scandinavia, Nabil Kahaza, The Deadly Winters, Karma Linden, Conscious Object, and Stormy Strong. I'll be back next week. I probably won't be drugged up, although who knows? I've got a bit more dental work to do. Who knows? I'll blame it on that for as long as I can. Anywho, thank you for listening. Check out the show notes, IRCFMAustralia.com for the Australian show and IRCFM International for this show, IRCFMInternational.com. I'll be back next week with some more tunes. Until then, thank you very much for listening. I survived the episode. Good night, Interweb.